Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. It's Monday. Boo. But it's nearly home time. Yay. And this is Scott Mills. What a weekend. Hope you're alright. Alright, here's a question for you. Is it too early, because I really want to play it, for me to play the song that we play every year at Christmas but we haven't done yet, Wrap Myself in Paper? It was just in my head a lot of the weekend. It's by Magnus Carlsen, and it's a tradition. We play it every year, have done for like 3 or 4 years since we discovered it. Is it too early to play that? Because it says on it, it's Christmas in a week and a day, but I don't think that matters. I think we played it earlier than this last year. Let us know what you think, would you?
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, do you remember Bill Turnbull off of BBC Breakfast and his classic interview with Tiny Temper? Played you this last week.
And Tiny Temper's with us now. Morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm slightly at odds as to how to address you. Should it be Tiny?
Yeah,
should
Tiny's it be, perfect.
Or should it be Mr. Temper?
Oh, God.
You're amazingly smartly dressed, if I may say so, for a rapper, really.
Thank
aren't
you very
you?
Much.
You, well, know, you could have just come in from the country club, really,
exactly,
haven't you?
Exactly, you never know.
Dad.
All right, well, good to see you, Tiny. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I think you should call him, dressed like that, he should be Mr. Temper.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Mr. Temper from now on.
Yes, let me wonder, he would be Sir Tiny. Sir Tiny Temper.
Yes, Tiny Temper is such a polite man, but he inside he's dying. Well, Bill's been at it again, I can tell you. This morning, Bill, off of BBC Breakfast, had a little bit of a mix-up with Agro Santos. Didn't really understand. This is while they were interviewing Sean Ryder off of The Jungle earlier.
Are you doing Step On with Agro?
We're going to do a club mix. Yeah, Aggie, club mix of that. I don't know.
Perhaps we should explain when you say do Step On with Agro. You mean with the artist?
Okay, sorry. Step On, which we just heard, from 1990, with Agro, the artist who was in The Jungle with Sean.
Otherwise, people might get the wrong impression.
Step On with Agro.
Headbutting the microphone when you're singing it or something like that.
Yeah, okay. But you're looking at doing a club mix for that.
Yeah.
Bless Sean, she sounds deeply embarrassed about him.
B-C-B-C. Ray D. No. One. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Gina from Carlisle.
How can I help you, Gina?
Well, today is not the cut-off for the dumping someone day.
Right, who are you dumping?
I'm just nobody.
Right. Who are you dumping? Are you thinking of dumping somebody today?
No.
Right, whatever. There's bad news.
Right.
You've missed it. It's the 10th to the 10th, so you're 3 days out.
Really?
Yeah. So,
oh, God.
You can't get rid of anybody now until the 10th of January. We discussed this last week. Where were you?
I don't know. Oh.
Okay. So, whatever you're thinking of doing, you have to go through with it and buy them a present and all that.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Not that you're actually thinking of dumping somebody, as I'm aware, but if you were, you can't do it until the 10th of January. So, happy Christmas with them.
Okay,
give me a high five.
High five.
That was a quick one. Love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Elle in Scotland says, I heard you talk about the transfer window last Wednesday when I was listening, so I was laughing about it, thinking it'd be fine because there was only 2 days left for my boyfriend to dump me and that it was unlikely. But then on the night of Friday, he dumped me. Well, at least you know now. And to be fair, he has been playing within the rules, so we can't punish him for that. Sad that you got dumped. I am sad for you, but actually, he is within his rights because the window was still open at that point. But closed now, of course. This is Radio 1. Hey, Becky.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, although I'm a bit concerned.
Pourquoi?
There seems to be a lack of ornithological chat today.
What?
Well, on the text, there seems to be a mass awareness of an avian variety.
What are you on about?
Haven't you heard?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
So this is, it's doing quite well, this now, isn't it? Trash Ben, Surfing Bird.
Obviously, I'm completely impartial, but if you do want to buy it, that would be amazing. Thanks.
I'm staying impartial. I am staying impartial.
You can't come impartial at this late stage. You were the main backer of the campaign.
I feel,
now you've got all BBC on me.
I feel that the Facebook campaign may have been started without us, but yes, it's looking like we are involved.
But you're saying you could be bothered to set up the group, so someone else has done it and now they're taking all your credit, you're stepping back.
And also there's a guy, who's the guy in Brighton? Who's the comedian who's like been doing it loads as well. There's a video of him on YouTube, so he's responsible for a lot of it. But yes, it's good, doing really well.
It's number 5 on iTunes, and you can get it from any other download site, on one of which we're number 1 already. I say we, but the Trashmen. The Trashmen and I.
We are like number
football.
1.
No, it's like football. People go, oh, we're top of the whatever.
That is true. They do say that, we, and it's nothing to do with them. Radio
1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Did anyone see the big crime that took place live on TV on Saturday night? Where I got mugged on X Factor?
No, you didn't, did you?
Pretty much. Did that, you see it?
That was, yes, I did. And I
got
actually,
roughed up.
I actually screamed at the telly. Because Colleen had done her one, and although it was busy, no one had attacked her. But for some reason, when you came on, it was like, bundle!
Bundle! What happened is they just got more and more roundy.
I didn't see that bit.
That's more than for you. Rowdy is what I meant. And, like, Colleen's one was, yeah, it was quite loud. Oh, yeah, we're here in Liverpool. Go on, bring it home for Liverpool. And then...
they didn't attack her.
No, then Michelle Keegan's one was slightly rowdier. It was like,
thanks, oh, yeah, I'm here in Manchester, right, yeah, with some fans, right.
And then mine, it went off.
Could they be any louder in Sher's hometown of Malvern? Radio 1, Scott Mills is there. Let's find out.
As you can see, people are here from all over Malvern and all over the Midlands tonight, and they want Cher to win. Excuse me.
I got hit in the face with the mic a few times.
Yeah, why was it like you had one hand up in the air and we're trying to like, I can imagine you going, oh no, Simon's watching this and I can't even get my mic to my mouth. Like, oh, this is my one big chance on X Factor and they can't even hear me.
Well, no, at least you could hear what I was saying and like, oh my God, and then Essex, back to you, Dermot.
Yours was the funniest one I've ever seen.
Thank you.
What happened when you went, excuse me, because they cut away and I thought, oh my God, he's punched someone.
No, I was forcibly moving somebody out of the way that was really trying to grab some screen time. Yeah, there was. No, it was nothing bad. I mean, there's nothing we couldn't have sorted out after the link. But
it was brilliant though, the way it cut to Dermot and Cher, who just in the studio go, oh my God.
At one point, Dermot. On one point, I watched it back and they cut back to Dermot and he just had his hand in his mouth. Yeah, like, oh my God.
It was like, is Scott alive?
Couldn't actually get to the microphone for some of it.
Hello! Hello from Malvern!
That's crazy. What happened, you see, was in the rehearsal, I had it all planned. I was going to speak to the head teacher. The mayor wasn't there, annoyingly. I think the mayor only happens on the Sunday night. So I was going to speak to the head teacher. I was going to speak to Steph, who taught Cher performing arts. Couldn't find any of them.
You lost her, didn't you?
I did lose her because it was just a scrum of the crowd. In the rehearsal, they were all quite sedate. They were like, they were close to me, they were close, but they weren't bundling me. But then what happened is in front of me, there was a big screen with X Factor on. They all look up at the screen and go, we're on! Bundle him! That's exactly what happened. Here's me trying to find Steph.
Also, if I can find Steph, where's Steph gone?
No, can't find her.
Steph, there you are! Steph! Yeah! You taught Cher at performing arts, right?
Yeah, she's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm really sorry for the person that I did try and move out of the way, but you were, like, I couldn't see the camera at one point, so I did have to say, excuse me, at least I was polite about it, and move you out the way.
But the best bit about the whole Steph incident was, is that you're, like, running around looking at the camera going, where's Steph, where's Steph? And there's this woman just stood there really calmly
behind you,
smiling.
I'm here. You miss me.
Also, if I can find Steph, where's Steph gone?
No, really don't know. So, yeah, for a lot of people, that was the funniest bit of X Factor on Saturday night, so I'm glad I provided the entertainment for you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Also, it was nice to see, I thought last night on X Factor, that Nana Pat is in fact the mayoress of Liverpool. Think about what she looked like, then think about Nana Pat from anywhere. It's Essex, same. Lee in Southend also noticed that.
Did she ever plate a sausage roll?
She had a sausage plait waiting. And a real chunky necklace. Also, even a worse crime was committed because Danny Minogue got punched in the face last night by the winner.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way to be grateful to Danny. Is it your mentor?
No way to treat a lady like Danny Minogue, is it?
No way to treat anybody.
No. He didn't mean to. It was just a similar situation. He got mobbed at the end. Same. I actually do have a massive bruise on this.
That was funny. You came into the office today and went, oh, I've got a big bruise on my arm. I don't know where I got that from. I was like, I can tell you where you got that from. I was watching it
from
on
Malvern.
TV.
Yeah. It roughed me up.
If I watch back the episode, I might be able to see who actually did it.
Well, we've got CCTV ready-made right there, haven't we?
You could send it to Rav and he'll investigate off Crime Watch.
Does he do that anymore?
I don't know. I think he's with Chantel now.
Yeah.
Not that everyone gives up their job when they get a new girlfriend.
No. But he is. That would take up quite a lot of your time.
Yeah.
Probably quite high maintenance. Can you actually look that up then? Look up.
What, you want me to find you?
Yeah, it's the right arm, about there on the right arm.
So that was the headmaster, I think.
No, it wasn't the headmaster. It wasn't Steph. It was the other, whoever was stood right behind the headmaster. That's who did it. Blaine, there's a claim.
Podcast.
All right, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Chris is here as well. Are you right, Chris?
Hello, yes. Great.
Thanks for coming in today.
No worries.
Now, we need to talk about Christmas.
Yes, what are you getting us?
Well, no, have you got me anything yet?
No. A small thing, but I think I might need to get you something else.
What about you?
Not till Christmas Eve, no.
Is it going to top that thing you got me for my birthday? You don't remember what you got me?
No. What did I get you for?
You queued up for it.
Is it really embarrassing so that you
God,
can't
this is
say?
Awkward.
You went to meet him.
No, that was the best birthday present ever.
Well,
you're
how
right.
Did you
so
that?
Brilliant that you forgot.
No, that was good. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, that was really good. No, it won't
I
be as good as that.
Now.
Yeah,
yes, I've forgotten about that as well.
Yeah.
What was
really
it?
Really good.
Tell us what happened.
You've become a bit of a fitness freak.
Yeah.
I decided to go meet your hero, Mr. Motivator. Get you a signed photo.
Where did you have to meet him?
I had to meet him in a generic MP3 store on Regent Street. It was all a bit weird, to be perfectly honest with you.
How did you arrange that meet with him?
Oh, it was all really weird. I had to contact him through the website.
So, was he doing signings for everybody, or did he just come to...
No. He just met me.
So it wasn't an organised signing?
No, it wasn't. No.
It was just you getting him to sign one thing for Scott's birthday, which he didn't really want.
It was really weird. I dropped him an email through his website, and then all of a sudden I got a call from him. I left my number on the email, got a call from him saying, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. It was all very awkward, I'm telling you. Do you remember what he wrote on your picture?
He said, Scott, keep on moving, motivator.
Yeah. Great, innit?
Right, well, today we're going to buy each other's Christmas presents, is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
No shops involved.
It's not very often you're called together by like friends and family going, right, now we're going to buy the Christmas presents.
Today, yeah. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to do TV shopping channel Secret Santa.
Yes!
Now, you can do this at home. It makes Christmas shopping a whole lot easier. And I'll explain more after this.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
See, Mr. Motivator is a very nice man. He did a video for my mate's best man speech. That's from Dan in Cheltenham. You just got to go and meet him at a place and time that you agree with him. And, you know, he's there. He'll do it for you.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, so Becky's here.
I am.
My mate Chris is here.
Yep.
And we are about to buy our presents for each other. Woo. Happy Christmas.
Yeah. I love you've set this all up just so you guarantee two presents from each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's actually very selfish, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's all about me. This is TV shopping channel Secret Santa. Now, you can do this at home. And it does make Christmas shopping a whole lot easier. None of those shops. You don't even have to go online for this. This is how it works. In this box... I have our names on bits of paper, okay? So one says Scott, one says Chris, one says Becky.
It's like the FA Cup draw, this, isn't it?
I've no idea.
Except they're not in little chocolate sweet egg things.
No.
In this box, I've got pieces of paper with the names of TV shopping channels on them, right?
Right.
And in this last one, just loads of bits of paper with times written on them. There's right. The times. So, this is what you have to do. You have to pull out someone's name from this box.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person you're buying the present for. Then pull out the name of a TV shopping channel and a time from the last box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you call the shopping channel
and buy whatever was on screen at that time.
This is genius.
And that's the present you're going to be buying.
Right.
And it's a great way to take the hassle out of Christmas shopping for all of us.
Except no one gets what they... Well, they might they might get what
I'm
they
I'm just
want.
Thinking of you, both of you.
I'm sort of scared.
So Chris is going to go first.
Right then.
And you just pull out a person's name from box number one, so go.
Right. Hang on.
I can't look.
Right, so whoever's name comes out of that box, you're buying for.
Ready?
Who is it?
You.
Ah, excellent.
Okay, so
right,
Scott.
So Scott. And then what's this one then?
This is...
The channel, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, this is the channel. Do I read this out?
Yeah.
JML. So
that's where I got the Wonder Mop. Once.
Your present was on today at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
So you're buying a present for me. It was on screen at 11 o'clock this morning on right. JML. Okay, you ready?
Good luck, everybody.
I'm looking forward to this. Let's call them up.
Good afternoon, JML. Kelly speaking. How can I help?
Hello there. I was just wondering if you could help me with buying a present. I saw it on your TV channel at 11 a.m. today.
Right. And what was the product called?
I can't tell you, to be honest, but it was on at 11 o'clock today. Could you tell me?
Right. I mean, we do have a range of products on. Maybe you could have been the table mate?
The table mate? The yes. table. What's a table mate?
The table mate is a table that fits under your chair. And it goes into 18 different positions, so you can eat your meals on, or...
Yeah, excellent.
Maybe is that something you're looking for?
Is it expensive?
No, not at all. It's only $29.99, but you actually get a free remote control holder with that as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, like, what about 15 quid? Can I get it for 15?
Oh, I'm afraid not. $29.99.
25 and you got a deal.
Nice try, but it would be $29.99. Just think you're getting a remote control holder with that as well.
I appreciate that, but what about $25.99?
No, afraid not.
$35?
You could, well, it'll be $34.94 with your postage, absolutely.
Right, okay, I'm getting very confused there. Can you tell me a bit more about the table?
Like,
what kind of positions does the table go in?
Well, it goes in the 18 different positions, OK?
Can you name some of them?
No, it's just 18 different positions. It's easy to store.
The problem is here, it's just a little bit too pricey for what I was thinking, you know? I was sort of hoping for something around the £26 mark.
All right, so you can't stretch to £29.99? So are you buying it as a gift, or...?
I am, yeah, but he's not that much of a mate, to be honest.
I know, but $29.99, you know, it's a bargain with your remote control holder as well.
I've got to go check with my bank, to be honest. I'll call you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right then, mate. Cheers, then.
Okay, care.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Bye then. Bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
What? No, that's not... You're supposed to buy it.
Scott, I haven't got 30 quid.
And you called her mate. All right, mate.
I'm not spending 30 quid on you. That's ridiculous.
The rules of the game, as I did say, was that... Am I right, Becky?
Yes, you have to buy it however much it costs.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to commit to that before...
So...
You just ring them back.
Just call them back later and then you'll get your table.
Oh, yeah. What do you make of that, then? Table
I quite
mate.
Like it.
Are you going to bring it into... I want you to use it in the office. We're going to take your desk away and you're just going to have your table mate.
Sometimes I don't even have a desk these days, so I'll just use the table mate instead.
Merry Christmas.
Who's okay. going next?
Shall I go next?
Yes, go on. Shall I? Oh, no, that means I'm last.
Yeah, but this could be your present.
Oh, yes, yes.
Think about it.
Yes.
God, it's tense, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually quite...
Yes, it is Becky I'm buying for. So it's, right, it's a present for you.
Yeah.
What would you like, ideally, for Christmas?
Some sort of makeup, or... I love makeup.
Buying it from Ideal World Channel.
Mm.
And it's on the TV at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. hasn't happened yet.
Oh, what, tonight? You're going to phone up and ask for something that hasn't even been on yet. They're going to think you're bulking.
Hello. I don't know what you're going to sell at 9 p.m, but could I have it?
Maybe you're in a rush to do your shopping. I can't wait for this.
Okay. Well, it's going to be weird because
I've got deadlines.
Okay. A present for you from Ideal World at 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay, good.
Good Good afternoon. Welcome to Ideal World. This is Sarah speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Yes, I'd like to buy something from your channel, please.
That's certainly all right. Do you have an item number?
I don't, actually.
OK, which product is it?
Can't remember.
What time was the show on?
It was on at 9 p.m. tonight.
Oh, it's on 9 p.m. tonight. That means it must be the pick of the day.
Right.
Which is...
How do you know that? It's not even been on TV yet.
Oh, because we pre-planned the schedule, so we know what TV programme's coming up.
Hmm. So what is it?
It is the Ledea cami with butterfly design.
A cami?
Cami top.
Can you tell me a bit more about that product?
Yes, it's a shapewear, underwear, cami top, but can be worn to be seen. It's a unique circular knit, which is basically shapes you with five different types of knitting tension. So basically it uplifts the bust and trims in the waist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's for a lady?
It is for a lady, yes. Okay. Were you getting it for someone special in your life, or was it for yourself?
Someone special.
Okay.
So your boobs look big, your waist looks small. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Let's say it was a work colleague I was buying it for. Do you think that's appropriate?
To buy a colleague some shapewear?
Something to make her boobs look bigger.
I don't know. It depends how well you know them.
Oh, very well.
Mm, okay, well, that should be fine. I'd be happy to receive it as a gift.
Would you, from a work colleague?
It depends who the colleague is, really.
Do you know what? I think I'm just going to go for it.
I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to order that, please.
Okay, we are in a number of colours. So,
what do you got?
Do you want to choose?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got black, white, nude, champagne.
Nude, please.
Nude, okay, that's good. That's a very popular colour for us. And what size do you like? Do you know what size she is?
Oh, what size? What are the options for the size?
Well, we go from a small to a triple extra large, actually. From a size 8 to a size 30.
Okay, well, she's 28.
Size 28?
No, she's 28 years of age. So what does that make her?
Well, she could be a size 8, she could be a size 30.
Oh, that's quite complicated, isn't it?
Not really.
Like, I would say she's slightly bigger than Lorraine Kelly.
Slightly bigger than Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah, and slightly smaller than Vanessa Feltz. So what size is that?
I think she would probably be...
I mean, Vanessa... We're talking Vanessa before gastric band.
Before gastric band, I think we were talking about an extra large right then.
Let's just go large.
OK, let's go large. OK, we'll put that through order through to you.
Thank you.
Do you have an account with us already?
No. Can I just put you on hold? Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Right, so I'll pay the nice lady, and in the meantime, let's listen to this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. It's time to carry on now with Secret Santa with a difference. Loads of people do Secret Santa, but not like this. My mate Chris is here. Becky's got her present now.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe that you bought me underwear and then said that I was extra large and that I was... Of all the people you could choose, like, with girls and underwear and stuff, you're meant to, like, get it a bit smaller so that they
know.
Feel...
I don't know, Scott, you legend.
Saying that I was bigger than Lorraine Kelly and smaller than Vanessa Feltz, they're not even my age.
I don't even know. It's really confusing with girl sizes.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
So it's my go now.
Okay.
Finally.
Oh, God.
So
this is my present then, by default, right?
Yes.
Ooh. Surely.
Let's have a look. We'll do it fair and... Chris.
Yeah.
It's
very
for you,
good.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like for Christmas, Chris?
Big Watford fan, so anything football related, I guess.
Haven't you got enough merchandise from the World Cup?
Can never have enough.
Left over.
Okay, and it's from Ideal World again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you put it back in once you took it?
And what time was the product you're going to buy Chris on?
5 o'clock last night.
Okay.
Right.
Let's make that call.
Oh, excited.
Good luck.
Welcome to Ideal World. John speaking. How can I help you today?
Hello. I'd like to buy something, please.
Okay, certainly. What would you like to purchase?
I don't actually have the number, but I think it was on TV last night at 5 o'clock.
Last night at 5 o'clock. Okay, let me just have a look. Can you remember what the item was?
No.
It was the earrings, the Amalite earrings.
Amalite earrings?
Right.
Yeah, we have the collector's edition 18 karat gold Amalite column earrings.
Would they look good on a man?
Not particularly on a man. Well, I don't know. Perhaps certain men they'd look good on, but I mean, t- typically for a woman.
Are they clip-on or pierced?
They're for pierced ears.
Okay, we'll just get him pierced. And how much are the earrings?
These particular earrings are priced at £1,999.99.
Yes! Winner!
Including £8.99 for postage and packaging.
£1,999.99.
We do have FlexiPay available, so you can split the payments up into four easy payments, totally interest-free.
They must be amazing earrings.
They are amazing earrings. Are you a fan of The X Factor?
Yes.
I mean, Matt Cardle, one of his relatives, is actually wearing some Amalite earrings. Don't know if you saw that on the show last night.
I didn't notice, to be honest, but if it's good enough for one of his relatives, then...
Yeah.
Do you know which relative?
I think it was his grandmother.
Okay, well, they're actually from my friend Chris, so I think if I tell him that, he'll appreciate that.
Yeah. Would you like to go ahead and purchase them?
John, I'm just about... I'm going to have to call you back, I'm afraid. I think I need to think about it.
Okay, well, as I say, they're all unique and... As I say, you can take advantage of the FlexPay offer that we have available at the moment.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, they were won by Matt Cardle's grandmother last night's X Factor.
Maybe.
Could have been. Possibly. What are you going to do? Are you going to call them back?
No.
Those are the rules, Becky.
You just told me off. That's for 30 quid, not for 2 grand.
Luck of the draw. BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now on Radio 1, it's our new feature, OMG to K Burley.
OMG to Kay Burley.
Kay Burley off Sky News. Here she is today. After their reporter's been interviewing Matt Cardle off X Factor.
Well, we'll let you get on, Matt Cardle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Matt Cardle, the winner of this year's X Factor.
Lucy, just while we've got him, obviously he's got a massive female fan base. How does he feel about cougars?
How does he feel about...
Never mind. Thank you very much indeed, Lucy. Never mind. That's what I thought as well. Weather for you in just a moment.
Big OMG to Kay Burley.
Why would you ask that?
I love this. There was like 5 seconds of silence.
Oh my God, the silence. The poor reporter's there with Matt Cardle in a hotel room. And then Burley chips in back in the Sky News Centre. What do you think to cougars? Okay, love, well done.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, here's a message to shops. Can you please turn the heating down? I know I sound like I'm an old man, but actually... Your shops are boiling and it stresses me out at Christmas, right? I don't know, because it's a bit cold outside, you don't need to put the heating on full. I got so freaked out earlier, I actually had to leave the shop because I was just overheating. Could you just, like, turn it down a bit? Yeah? Turn the heating a little bit down. Every shop is really hot at Christmas shopping at the moment.
Apart from a certain supermarket, which is always freezing.
Okay, apart from that certain supermarket, which is always freezing, just turn the heating down. We don't need that much heating. Thank you. Right, it's 6:25. That was Usher and Moore. This is Scott Mills. And now it's time for some innuendo bingo. We all love a bit of innuendo, don't we, eh? What's that?
Sorry, I'm just getting my bin ready.
Okay.
I need a receptacle, otherwise it just goes everywhere in the studio. So. Right. I thought if I use the bin of win, which has still got a bit of water in it from last time we did this feature, then it would be okay.
Okay, so this is to make sure we don't dirty the studio.
Yeah.
So just if you're going to spit it out, just spit it in the bin, all right?
Yeah.
The question, will Becky be able to keep the water in her mouth during the innuendo clip, or will she just spit it everywhere? Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right here, all right? This is all new innuendo bingo. First of all, got to say hello to Nikki Joe, who was watching...
That was my foot.
Who was watching something for the weekend, over the weekend, and spotted this bit of innuendo. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Take the water in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you spit.
I like a Braeburn. Braeburn's good. I think Bramley is probably the king of all apples for me when it comes to cooking.
Oh, really? I quite like a Cox.
There's a definite spit there. Is that Simon Rimmer?
Yeah. Do you know what? I watched that whole show and I must have missed that one.
Okay, that was a good one. So if you said that Becky would spit, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Quite a few people have texted this one in and emailed me. You know that spin-off of Strictly Come Dancing called Strictly It Takes Two? What's funny about that? Nothing. Have you got the water in there already?
Mm-hmm.
Right, spit this one out because actually, like, you haven't set yourself up for it. There we are. Okay, now compose yourself, relax, compose yourself. Yeah. It's not funny just saying Strictly Come Dancing, It Takes Two.
No, but I thought of Claudia's fringe.
Right, just take the water in your mouth, be sensible, come on. Len Goodman. See? This is from... All right, spit it again, go on. Right, now you know it's
He's just got one of those faces.
I know. Now you know it's Len Goodman who provides the innuendo bingo.
I'd love even if this clip played and he just went seven.
Now take it again. And here it is.
There's two types of upper bodies. You get the stiff and you get the floppy.
Yeah.
And for me, a stiff one always beats a floppy one every time.
There we are. Good one. That's a good one from Len there. Are you all right?
Yeah.
For me, a stiff one always beats a floppy one every time.
Amen to that, Len.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.